everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my co-host, Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Yep, sunshine, and I'm looking out the window. It looks lovely out there. So it's a good Wednesday today.
Nice. Well, I heard from my daughter in Canada this morning, and she was stating that it was minus 20.
It's a bit on the nippy side, isn't it?
Just a tad. And imagine this time next year, we'll be doing this show, and I'm going to be in that minus 20.
You are. It'll be interesting to see you in a snowsuit whilst we're doing the interview.
Oh, honey, I am going to be covered from head to toe. And I won't be leaving the house for like 6 months in a row. Oh, yeah. It's going to be like, you know, the whole parka, Eskimo fur. I mean, the works.
I don't blame you. I would.
You know, that's what happens when you have kids, though, right? You do things that you normally wouldn't do.
Yeah, 100%.
Somebody had told me first. Just kidding. I love my kids.
You love them, because you love them.
Yes. Right. So the world of travel. Of course, we're going to start off with a little bit of strike action. What's going on there?
Yeah, unfortunately, air travelers in Italy face disruption today. That's Wednesday, the 5th of February, due to strike action by baggage handlers at multiple airports, including two of the major ones in Rome and Milan. Now, two strikes are planned. The first will last 4 hours. That's from midday until 4 p.m. today, and will involve the SEA Prime employees at Milan's Linate Airport. The second is a 24-hour nationwide strike called by the F trade unions, which will affect airports across Italy, including Fiumicino and Ciampino in Rome, and Linate and Malpensa in Milan. Now, Italy's flag carrier ITA Airways has said it has been forced to cancel 26 national and international flights scheduled for today due to the strike action. That includes connections to Rome, Milan, London and Frankfurt. And we are expecting more flights to be cancelled today. Obviously, for anyone who might be affected by a strike, please keep in contact with your airline or your travel provider.
Pay your people.
Yep, same old.
Yep. And, of course, we've been seeing in the news, I mean, this part of Greece is sort of prone to earthquakes, but it's been unusually active in this last little while. What's going on over there?
Yeah, Aegean Airlines has laid on special flights to evacuate residents and tourists as multiple earthquakes threatened Santorini. At least 9,000 people out of a population of 15,500 are reported to have left the island since Sunday after hundreds of earthquakes were recorded nearby. While outside of tourist season, the majority of those leaving are locals, although there are still tourists on the island. Hundreds of people queued at a port in the early hours of Tuesday morning to board a ferry leaving for the mainland. Now, Aegean operated 5 special flights to Athens on Monday, in addition to 4 regular scheduled services carrying a total of 1,200 passengers. 8 Airbus A330s flights ran on Tuesday, offering 1,400 seats, and at least 2 extra flights to the Greek capital are being deployed today, Wednesday. The airline have said that within the first 2 days, about 2,500 to 2,700 passengers are estimated to have been carried from Santorini to Athens with their flights. And due to the special circumstances, the aircraft are arriving in Santorini with very few passengers, mainly government officials, while the flights departing from Santorini are at full capacity.
See, I saw an interview done yesterday, actually, in regards to this, and one of the residents were saying that some of these extra flights that are being put on are actually cost prohibitive. They're way above what they normally would be charging, and I think that's, isn't that illegal?
You would have thought so, wouldn't you? I would have thought evacuation flights. I'm surprised they're actually charging people for them. I didn't realize that there was a cost involved. I would have thought that was through the government, but... Yeah, I'm not aware of the costs for those flights and how they're distributed to the residents. I don't know, actually know how that works.
Yeah, there was one gentleman on CNN that was stating that he was looking into buying flights for his family because they couldn't get any flights. They were all fully booked. And he had been sitting there waiting for 2 days at this stage. So I guess since they all began, that the earthquakes began. And he said they were charging like 450 per seat, euros, just to get out to the mainland. And that's unheard of.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, if that's the case, then he's extremely naughty by the airline, and I wouldn't be surprised if the government looks at that.
Well, I hope so, because this is humanitarian. I mean, with 200, indeed. I think the last figure I saw was over 200 earthquakes in a matter of 48 hours.
That was, yeah, that's right. That's what we were told, 200 earthquakes in the space of 48 hours.
Yeah, and everybody is afraid, of course, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And it, a side note, actually, Santorini is one of the most Instagrammable places on the face of the planet, but they do say that even though millions of tourists go there to get their Instagram pictures taken, none stay because it is known as a place that is, has a very high sort of earthquake capacity.
Yeah. It's always the worry, isn't it? Places like that. It tends to be, I mean, I know living in New Zealand, it's such a beautiful place where, you know, Instagram influencers or whatever go to take these wonderful photos. But it does seem that the really beautiful picturesque places also do have that threat of earthquakes.
Well, it's probably Mother Nature's way of saying go home.
Probably is. That's probably why they are so nice and untouched.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing in my house if I had lots of visitors. But luckily, nobody comes to visit, so we're good.
You are the earthquake.
I know, really. Yeah. Oh, that's not very nice. Not very nice at all. And in regards to transit passengers in the UK.
Yeah, so the United Kingdom has proposed raising its electronic travel authorization fee just weeks after it went into effect. But it will no longer require it for transit passengers who are not leaving the airport. As we've discussed on a previous show, the ETA fee, which went into effect for most travellers on January 8th, currently costs £10 to apply. However, the UK has now proposed raising the cost to £16. But with that, the UK government said last week that travellers no longer need to pay if they are not passing through border control. And this is specific to Heathrow and Manchester. So if you've got a transit through London Heathrow or Manchester, and as long as you've not got collect your bags and go landside, you do not have to get an ETA.
Hey, I mean, at least there's some good. I mean, now you can afford to get a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
It's interesting. I find it a slightly baffling decision by the UK government, to be honest with you, because If you're traveling through and not staying in the UK, obviously you don't need an ETA to do it. But they're now going to start rising the price to £16 for people who want to travel to the UK. Is it going to affect the amount of tourists you get to the country? I think it probably will, to be honest with you. I think I'll be interested to see the figures for tourists from last year to what it will be for this year.
Do you know what, though? I mean, it's like everything else. The prices are rising exponentially straight across the board for everything. I mean, you know, from the price of eggs in the U.S. all the way to travel anywhere in the world, it's going up and it's not going to stop.
Yeah, exactly right.
There's news out of Belfair.
Yeah, so good news for Australian crew, which was announced this week, is that Delta announcing they will begin flying between Los Angeles and Melbourne this winter. The thrice weekly service will launch in December, so just in time for the Pacific summer, and be Delta's third Australia route, joining year-round Los Angeles-Sydney and seasonal Los Angeles-Brisbane flights. Delta will operate the route with an Airbus A350 with business, premium economy and economy cabins. When the airline will compete with United and Qantas on the Los Angeles to Melbourne route. Delta's new service means that each of the three major airline alliances will fly between Los Angeles and Melbourne. Delta is in the SkyTeam frequent flyer, Qantas in Oneworld, and United in Star Alliance. So plenty of choices for Australian and New Zealand crew to travel back from the Caribbean season or vice versa from Australia or New Zealand.
Well, it sounds like the visa situation in the U.S. is becoming a lot more difficult for South African crew and for crew from anywhere in the world, really. It's being looked at under a much finer microscope, as it were. So for those crew that managed to get all of these fabulous flights, make sure that you got the right paperwork in order.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's funny you should say that because I saw I'm a member of a few of the yachting groups on social media. And it does, like you said, it does seem to be a growing demand for information from different yachts and crew on how people have been getting visas for the US, as it does seem to be getting increasingly difficult.
Yeah, I heard of a yacht just the other day. They lost a couple of crew members. Literally, ICE came onto the yacht and took away a couple of members of crew. And I'm not sure what the legalities are or, you know, any of that stuff. But it is kind of a murky gray area, as it is anywhere in the world, really, because, you know, depending on the flag of the yacht, depending on whether or not the crew put their foot on land in that marina, in that country. I mean, there's so many unanswered questions when it comes to mariners, full stop, let alone yacht and the legalities. You know, they could be starting off in France, you know, and, yes. And the owner says, yeah, we're going to do an Atlantic crossover and we're going to end up in Florida. And, you know, they've been with the boat for 5 years. So how does, you know, how does that work? And how do you figure all that out?
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? Like you say, with mariners, it's a very grey area with regards to rules and regulations. But then on top of that, also, you've now got the new administration in the US as well, which I would imagine probably sort of muddies that water even more. But I'd be interested to hear, actually, I mean, if there's anybody listening who has or is at this current time going through the process of getting US visas for their crew, if they want to tell us their experience, what they found that works, what they found that doesn't work, please pass it on to us and we can always address it in a future show.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, it is a growing concern. And I think that it's something that we really have to investigate because, you know, the last thing you want is for a crew member to be flying, you know, invest all their savings in flying from their country, you know, across the ocean to another country and being assured that they're okay and that they've got everything in legal order to be turned away at any border. It doesn't matter where in the world. That is an issue. And I would suggest to crew out there, even if we don't have the answers, to definitely check, not just with the people you're dealing with, but somebody else as well. You know, more than one opinion is a good thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you don't want to be taking any risks, especially if you're traveling to work.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, if there's crew out there that has any questions that we are capable of answering, please do send Lee an email, because I wouldn't know how to answer you. And of course, we're going to provide all of Lee's information below this interview when it airs. Lee, I want to say thank you once again for your show.
Always a pleasure. See you next week.
You say that every week and then you miss every second week. So I don't know if I believe you.
I'll be here next week. I'm going to make a promise on air now. I'll be here next week.
Yeah, you've done that before too, but never.
No, I haven't.
I mean, I'm not counting. I'm not counting. Right. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host, and along with my co-host Lee Harris from ATPI Travel, we thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again next week.